For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A fatal vehicle-bicycle crash occurred in Mineral Point. The Iowa County Emergency 911 Center received a report of a vehicle versus bicycle crash, with the bicyclist seriously injured. Mineral Point Police Department officers and Iowa County Sheriff's deputy arrived on scene just over 1 minute after the call was received. Upon arrival, responders found bystanders actively attempting life-saving measures on the injured cyclist. The operator of the bicycle was identified as Garth L. Scheel, 68, of Mineral Point. Scheel was transported by the Mineral Point Rescue Squad to Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville, where he was pronounced dead by Iowa County Coroner Wendell Hamlin. The vehicle involved was a privately owned snowplow operated by Lane H. Eggers, 26, of Mineral Point. The preliminary investigation indicates that both Scheel and Eggers were traveling north on Business Highway 23, just south of Commerce Street, an area without street lighting. At the time of the crash, Scheel was operating his bicycle in the roadway within the lane of travel. He was wearing dark clothing and had minimal reflective equipment on his bicycle when he was struck by the plow attached to Eggers' vehicle. The roadway was closed for reconstruction for nearly 5 hours. The Mineral Point Police Department is leading the investigation. This is Iowa County's seventh fatal crash in 2025. The victim again is Garth L. Scheel, 68, of Mineral Point. The crash remains under investigation. If you were a witness or have any information pertaining to this crash, contact the Mineral Point Police Department at 608-987-2313. Solar projects are popping up all over the state, causing anxiety in some communities. The state legislature is considering a bill that may allow for more local control. Melissa Kay reports.
Commonly referred to as the Community Solar Bill, Senate Bill 559 would give local government some control while expanding energy options. The Committee on Transportation and Local Government heard public comment on Tuesday. Zach Hill is Senior Public and Community Affairs Manager at Alliant Energy.
And while SB 559 would provide local governments with more approval authority, advocates of the bill won't tell you that because this bill does not allow utilities to own projects under the new program.
He says local governments would then miss out on utility aid payments or shared revenue payments. Joel Hobrick is a manager with WEC Energy Group, the parent company of We Energies. He says the bill allows a developer to open up a facility with only 3 subscribers, and the utility would be required to purchase the unused subscriptions for up to 2 years.
That's our biggest concern, is it's a mandate to purchase. It's a mandate to purchase at a higher price.
Carl Rabago operates an energy consultancy, Rabago Energy LLC, out of Colorado.
The utility position, to summarize, seems to sound a bit like, let us do it all and no one gets hurt.
Jolma Utilities is a smaller utility contractor out of Ashland. Owner Ryan Jolma.
I think that's ultimately all I'm asking with this bill, is to give opportunity. I know of many small businesses here in Wisconsin that would benefit from this.
Will Flanders with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty speaking in favor of the bill.
It's not a silver bullet, but it is a smart, conservative, free market tool that strengthens our grid, expands consumer choice, and respects local control and property rights.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently released its 2024 report on water withdrawals, which gives an overview of the past 10 years of water withdrawals throughout Wisconsin. Since the onset of the Great Lakes Compact, Wisconsin requires water users to register and annually report on any surface water or groundwater withdrawals that have the capacity to pump 100,000 gallons per day. Data reported to the DNR revealed that the largest water withdrawals were for power production, municipal water supply, and crop irrigation. In 2024, Wisconsin cities, agricultural operations, businesses, industry, and power generation facilities withdrew almost 1.7 trillion gallons from groundwater and surface water sources, the equivalent of just over 1% of the volume of Lake Michigan. And power production was the largest water use category at 73% of the total water in 2024, with municipal supply following at 11%. Though electricity generating facilities withdraw the largest volumes of water of any user group in Wisconsin, their water use has been steadily declining over the past 10 years. Wisconsin has a diverse energy landscape with renewable fossil fuel and nuclear generating stations. Depending on the cooling technology used, each power plant has different water use needs. Recirculating cooling systems generally withdraw less water, but have a higher percent consumptive use, while once-through cooling systems use greater volumes of water, but have lower proportional consumptive use. A former top official in Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' administration is running to succeed the two-term Democrat. Joel Brennan launched his campaign today, joining a crowded primary field for the 2026 election. Brennan told the Associated Press that he would be a governor who both fights President Donald Trump's chaos and dysfunction and works across the aisle with Republicans in the state. He said he wants to build relationships with both Democrats and Republicans to roll up our sleeves and work together. City Utilities Richland Center will continue meeting local electricity needs with nuclear energy through a new agreement between its not-for-profit power supplier, WPPI Energy, and Next Era Energy Resources. WPPI will continue to take 168 megawatts of electric generation from the Point Beach nuclear plant into the 2050s. Located near the WPPI member community of Two Rivers, Point Beach Nuclear is a major source of emissions-free baseload generation in the region and has supplied dependable power since the early 1970s. The agreement follows the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's approval of the plant's second license renewal in September, which allows the facility to continue operating for an additional 20 years. The Postal Service is asking customers to help keep their letter carriers safe in these winter conditions. Here's how you can help. Clear enough snow from curbside boxes to allow mail trucks to approach the box, deliver the mail, and to drive away without the danger of backing up. Walkways should be cleared of snow and ice and allow enough traction to avoid slips. Keep steps clear of ice and snow and in good repair to avoid potential injury to letter carriers and make sure overhangs are free of snow and ice as well. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Packers get beat by the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay was up 23-14 in the third quarter, but the Denver Broncos came roaring back to win 34-26, their 11th victory in a row. The Packers making key mistakes on offense. I talked to wide receiver Jaden Reed.
I hold myself accountable because late in the game, you know, in a critical moment, I ran the wrong route. So I take the blame for that, and I do think, you know, that's the reason why we're in this position. I hold myself accountable. You know, I'm very critical of myself. You know, we just all got to be on point to give ourselves the best chance.
On defense, Micah Parsons suffering a season-ending torn ACL. NBA, the Bucks got bounced in Brooklyn, 127-82. Doc Rivers.
We gave up 30 points in turnovers. The basketball guys decided you can't make any open shots now. You don't deserve it. So that was disappointing. Probably one of the more disappointing games I've ever been involved in.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid-20s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight will drop down to around 12. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.